From the DLC Media News Center, this is Focus on the Community, a weekly public affairs program produced by the DLC Media News Center. Our guest this morning is Matt Huber. He is the director of the Brazil Concert Band. Good morning, Matt. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Barry.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm anxious to learn a little bit more about the Brazil Concert Band. Now, I understand it's one of the oldest concert bands in the state of Indiana. Is that correct?
That's true. We can trace ourselves back to at least the year 1858.
Wow.
Now, we didn't always go by the same name, but it was always the same group of people.
Uh-huh.
And one of our first gigs, believe it or not, was one of the Lincoln-Douglas debates.
Wow.
And some research shows it was even in Charleston.
How about that?
And I'm sure one of the jokes in the band was, 2 years later, that skinny guy we played for, he's now the president of the United States.
How about that? That is fantastic. Now, you know, back in the day, it wasn't unusual for cities or towns to have a band, right?
At one time, there were 20,000 community bands throughout the nation in towns much smaller than Brazil.
Uh-huh.
In fact, there were at least 5 or 6 community bands at one time right here in Clay County. Harmony,
yeah.
Knightsville,
yeah.
Staunton, Clay City. Uh-huh. They had community bands.
Well, there was no TV or radio or anything, and that was entertainment. I mean, they performed on the town square or whatever.
It was.
Yeah, yeah.
At the time, they were all brass bands.
I see.
Woodwinds weren't added into bands until at least the 1890s, mm-hmm. and one of the founders of the modern concert band was none other than John Philip Sousa.
Oh, how about that? Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. Well, I'm an old band member in high school. I played tuba. You know, I look like a tuba player. So
I play tuba.
No, do you really? Okay.
Tuba and trombone are my instruments.
Okay. Well, let's segue right into a little bit of your history, your background. What is your background in band?
Well, I, of course, was in high school band and played all through college. My elementary principal, though, Denzel Adams, kept an eye on me all through school and said, "Matt, we know how much you love music. You will always have music in your life, but we need men in elementary education."
Mm-hmm.
And he said, "I highly hope that that's what you will choose." And had great respect for Mr. Adams. And I became an elementary teacher, taught 35 years at Greencastle.
Uh-huh.
And then when I retired, I got bored. And Melanie said, that's my wife, Melanie Huber. She's at Terre Haute South, she's retired now.
Uh-huh.
But she said, we never have enough staff over at Terre Haute South. So I would be there a year at a time, most of the time, believe it or not, in the science department.
How about that? Now, how did you keep up with your band all during the years of teaching?
Well, I was in the high school bands, the college bands, but all these years, starting in 1968, I became a member of the Brazil Concert Band.
Okay.
And the band's season is primarily in the summer.
Okay.
And our Jackson Township community band, the other band, which I also conduct, we play throughout the year at various festivals, like in Center Point, Bowling Green, just here and there, mm-hmm. where needed.
Well, tell us about the band, the current band here in Brazil. Where do the members come from, and are they all local, or how does that all happen?
Most are local, but we have people that come from about a 4-county area. So
mm-hmm.
people from Vigo, Park, Greene County, and Putnam County
uh-huh.
are also members of the band.
How big is the band?
We're right at 60.
60
yes.
members. Oh,
yes.
That's
back
great.
Back when the band originated, it was like a 12-piece brass band.
Uh-huh.
But as time went on, the band grew. An interesting story is how we became co-ed. All right. Well, you know how Rosie the Riveter,
sure.
all that started yeah. with World War II because
the
all the men were called away and drafted.
Uh-huh.
Same thing happened to the Brazil Concert Band. In fact, we have a plaque with all the men who served in World War II.
Uh-huh.
So we were in trouble, didn't have enough
sure.
people in the band. So the board of directors said, well, let's ask the women in town who play in the college bands, high school band or whatever,
right.
to join. And they did. And but they did the girls dirty
oh.
at the end of the war and sent them home.
Oh, no.
5 years later, guess what? The Korean War.
Uh-huh.
Same fix once again.
Yeah.
But the band board of directors were a bit enlightened by that time and said, we can't do this twice.
Yeah.
We will, the women come back. They're permanently in the band for life.
Great.
And that's the way we are. And today we're pretty much 50-50 men and women in the band.
Well, that's fantastic.
The president of the band is a lady. She's the chief librarian. That's Darlene Shepherd, mm-hmm. who's, oh gosh, she's lived in town here forever.
I see. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Now, a little bit about we've talked a little bit about the members of the band, but let's talk about the type of music. Now, you perform every Sunday in the
yes,
park.
Sir.
Is that right? Now, you're starting, in June?
Our first rehearsal will be May the 23rd,
okay.
And we practice every Tuesday from there through the end of August, rather.
I see.
And the concerts, Barry, start on June the 4th.
Okay.
And they're every Sunday, rain or shine. Mm-hmm. We've got two facilities at the park, as you're aware of. The band show was built through donations and WPA labor back in 1937.
That's great. I mean, it's a great sound out of there.
It's a beautiful building.
It is, yeah.
And the old pavilion that you see there north of the concession stand, that was built a couple years after the park was founded, right after the First World War.
I see.
And that's probably one of the hugest pavilions in the area.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
And it was used for Chautauquas, et cetera, et cetera, and for us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we go in case of rain.
Sure, it's all covered.
And the people who designed that knew their knew about acoustics. The sound in there is really good.
Yeah.
There was an old lady teacher in town named Lucia Pierce, and her father was one of the engineers who designed the pavilion. So we've got some good Brazil Indiana history right there.
That's
with education.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about the music. I know you sometimes have themes on different Sunday nights. You might one weekend you might play march music or you might play movie music or whatever. Tell us about that.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We oftentimes will use a theme mm-hmm. With our concerts. And in fact, I can run you through some of the themes that we've got this year.
Please, please.
Now the first one is going to be of a historic nature. We're calling it the King Charles III Coronation Concert.
Oh.
And several of us have been to England through the years. That seems to be where people like to go because of such a historic connection. In fact, my son, John, who's a music teacher here Meridian, East Side, and Forest Park, he got his master's in the UK and got to meet, guess who? Prince Charles.
Oh.
And you don't touch a royal, but Charles actually held his hand out to John. He was the patron of the music school, the Royal Welsh College of Music, and asked John his name and what instrument you play, Mr. Huber. I play the euphonium, and he knew what a euphonium was. Over here, we call it the baritone horn, but over there, it's the euphonium.
Uh-huh.
And asked John a couple other questions, and then looked at him and said, "Why, you're an American?" And picked up on John's Indiana accent.
How about that? That's a great story.
But we've got several pieces. In fact, if you watch the coronation over the weekend, a lot of these pieces that we're going to play, we heard. Kenneth Alford is the March King, the John Philip Sousa of the UK. He's the guy who wrote Colonel Bogey. Everybody knows Colonel Bogey.
Sure.
And we've got, thanks to John, we've got a medley march called Colonel Bogey on Parade, which includes about six different marches written by Kenneth J. Alford, whose real name was Major Fred Ricketts. He was an Army band director.
I see.
And so we're going to do that. And one that we definitely heard the other day was the Crown Imperial.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got a new arrangement of the Crown Imperial. We're going to debut it at this concert.
Okay.
But we're going to play some Vaughan Williams music, like Sea Songs. John Philip Sousa took his band over to England several times. We're going to play his Imperial Edward March. And another one that he wrote for the UK called The Rose, Shamrock, and Thistle, which closes with the British national anthem.
Okay.
So we're looking forward to the concert.
That should be fun. Yeah.
Oh yes, yes.
And that's coming up with the first one.
Yes, sir. That's going to be on June the 4th.
June the 4th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Forest Park.
The next week we're going to call this one on the 11th. We're going to call it the Pride of Brazil, and we're going to include music that has definitely a Brazil Indiana connection. Fred Jewell, the Indiana March King, was actually from Worthington,
mm-hmm.
but in the 1890s, early 1900s, He played in the Brazil Concert Band.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So we're going to play a couple of Fred's numbers. In fact, his son, Fred Jr., who's an attorney, retired now, well, and has since passed away, he was a member of our band for several years. Okay. We all got to know him quite well. We've got a march called The Pride of Brazil, and another piece by Jewel, an overture called Spick and Span, and J. Gus Davis, John Gus Davis, was director of the Brazil Concert Band for about a 25-year period, and we're going to play some of his pieces, such as Super Service, the Brazil Special, the Crown of Life Overture, and Bonita, Spanish Dance. He named that for one of his, I think, a grandchild.
I see.
And we have another composer from our area, Francis Messinon. And Francis, he lives in he lives in Kentucky now. He's a retired college professor. And he wrote several marches for the band. Mm-hmm. And not to be fixed upon myself, but the one we're going to use is called the Huber Express.
All right. That's super. Was it written especially for you?
Yeah, for me and the band.
I
yes.
see. Okay.
Francis, his dad was in the band, and his two sisters, Marty and Kathy. Kathy was in my class.
Yeah.
And their dad was a member of the Brazil Concert Band. And then their grandfather was a member of the concert band for many years.
Man.
So there's a family dynasty.
Sure enough.
And Francis likes to keep that in mind when he comes over here.
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, well, that's going to be the June 11th. On June the 18th, well, Father's Day, of course.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to call that one A Salute to Dad. And we're going to include such things as The Fairest of the Fair by Sousa, The Bride Elect by Sousa, a symphony of sitcoms, because Dad has all these kids and all the things that go on all the time. We're going to play a new arrangement by one of our band members, Mr. John Camp, who's a retired Navy officer, and he's put together a medley of tunes from a flower drum song.
We're
going to debut that one.
That'll be good.
In fact, I'm going to ask Mr. Camp if he'll guest conduct that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and we're going to have a Good Old Days sing-along.
Oh, really?
All the songs that you grew up with or heard from your parents and your grandparents, we're going to play a medley of those kind of
things. That sounds like fun.
That'll be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. June the 25th, this is called Nautical Night, and everything has kind of a sea or a sailor or a Navy type theme. Hands Across the Sea. Victory at Sea from Richard Rogers.
Oh, yeah.
Semper Paratus, which is the march of the Coast Guard. Glory of the Yankee Navy by Mr. Sousa. Under the Sea from Disney. And we're going to do a medley of Richard Rogers and Hammerstein's South Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And back to Disney again with Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to play a British Navy march or military march called the Army and Marine March. And, of course, we'll include Anchors Away.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Okay. Now, our patriotic night.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, all the concerts are at 8 o'clock except, and this is one of them, and this one on will be our patriotic night during our big Rotary celebration at Forest Park.
Right.
And this one will be at 7:30. That night.
Will that lead up to the fireworks
then?
Yes,
sir. Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
At least till a quarter after nine or so. Because people like to get their special spot out on the golf course.
Oh, I bet. Sure.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. But we'll start that night at 7:30. And it'll be all kinds of patriotic favorites. Columbia, which is a medley of Civil War music and music up through the 1890s. We'll do the U.S. Field Artillery, Sabre and Spurs, National Emblem March. The Invincible Eagle, oh gosh, Bugler's Holiday is going to be on that concert, American Patrol, we've got a George M. Cohan medley, which will be fun to play, and an Irving Berlin medley, Irving Berlin, A Symphonic Portrait, and of course, we'll have the Stars and Stripes Forever that night.
Of course, yeah.
But that's always a fun concert.
Now, we might add, these are all free. I mean,
Doesn't
cost a dime to come to
enjoy
you guys.
We're sponsored by the Brazil City Park Board.
Yeah.
And have been ever since we started playing in the park about the year 1920.
Uh-huh.
And the city has been very, very good to us through the years.
Yeah,
we're real proud of our park
really
board
nice.
And Mayor Windham. They're, in fact, Mayor Windham we'll address the audience on the first concert.
Okay.
And welcome everybody
good.
Here.
Good, good.
Okay, now on July the 9th, would you believe the theme is after the fourth special? That's when all the stores have a big special, you know, okay. Get everybody back for school. And we're just going to play a variety of music that night with such things as the musical, The Music Man. We're going to play that. We'll do an Irish Rhapsody, The Shadow of Your Smile, a medley of music from The Wizard of Oz.
Oh.
A really fun overture by Mr. Carl L. King, another of the famous March Kings, called The Princes of India. And our usual, the audience gets mad at me if I don't include, Barry, at least four marches every concert.
Oh,
I love
bad.
Marches
sure.
every
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
And Fred Jewell Jr. once said, don't let people forget my dad's music.
Okay.
And so we've cut two CDs through the years of all Fred Jewell's music,
oh, okay.
and we sold them, would you believe, all over the world. Every place except Antarctica.
How about that?
Penguins don't listen to CDs.
Yeah, there's not many people down there, yeah.
But, that's always a fun concert, the Patriotic
Ones. Oh, I'll bet, sure.
And we have seating for approximately 2,000 people.
Yeah.
And those benches that are over there.
That's
which
right.
That project was started by George and Kurt Kumpf, whose dad was Carl Kumpf, who was the founder of the Brazilian Lanes
uh-huh.
here in Brazil.
Right.
And Carl, for many years, directed the Jackson Township Band. In fact, when he passed, and I took over for him. But the Kumpfs organized, we need something to remember our parents and something that will always be here in the community. And they came up with these benches.
Mm-hmm. And as we said earlier, it's a great facility.
Oh, my.
It's a great place.
And those benches will be here forever. I've seen benches like that all my years going to Florida in the winter.
Yeah.
And they last forever.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, concert number 8 on July the 23rd. Play ball.
Oh,
for baseball in all sports. And we're going to be playing a variety of, we're going to include, of course, Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Of course.
And we're going to play several university fight songs. We're going to play the IU song is from a march by Mr. King called The Viking. And so everybody will recognize it when we get to the trio, the third part of the march. Mm-hmm. We're going to play Greater Indiana, which was written by J. Gus Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Daughters of Texas by Sousa. Miami by Mr. Fillmore. The Orange Bowl, also by Fillmore.
Mm-hmm.
And Kansas Wildcats and University of Illinois, and just a variety of music which you would hear at any kind of a ball game.
Yeah.
And that'll be fun. Okay, on July the 30th, BCB goes Disney.
Okay.
We've all been Disney World.
Yeah.
Our children were practically raised in Disney World.
Yeah.
We took them there for years. But we've got a medley, music of Disneyland, the Disney Showcase. We're going to do Aladdin. From Moana, which is a recent Disney movie
right.
we're going to play. And of course, Star Wars.
Oh, of course.
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh, my.
I might wear my Indiana Jones hat that night. Sir Henry. And a couple tunes which would be reminiscent of like Epcot. We'll play a German march called Staunch and True by Mr. Taika. And for the English Pavilion, we'll play the Eagle Squadron.
Okay.
But just a little bit, because we all have loved going to Disney through the years.
Oh, of course, Love it,
Okay. And speaking of German, we do an annual German concert, always on the first concert of August.
Uh-huh.
And by the way, the park stand has a different sponsor each week who comes in and cooks food. And the meals are usually served starting around 6 p.m.
Okay.
And every one of them who comes over there, several of the churches here in town do this, and several of
now, that I didn't know. That's great.
And several organizations. And these are all, they set it up with the park board, and they're there that evening.
So you can come have dinner and then enjoy the band concert.
Yeah, you have dinner. Yeah, all summer long. Dinner to band. I mean, everything from
great entertainment,
the Elks Tenderloins, for example.
Oh, yeah.
The American Legion comes over one night, and as I said, many of the churches here in town.
Yeah, that's great.
And anyway, but the August 6th, that will be an all-German concert, mm-hmm. and it's always a favorite because, believe it or not, about 40% of the people in this area were of German descent, including us Hubers.
Of course.
We go back about six generations ago when our first family member came to the United States and decided to stay.
Yeah.
But that's fun. And we always, of course, play Beer Barrel Polka that night.
Oh, you got to.
And a favorite because of that beautiful drum cadence is we play Hogan's Heroes. But as far as a famous overture, we'll be doing the Light Cavalry Overture that mm-hmm. night. Mm-hmm. I always tell the audience, Barry, where did we first learn of classical music? Cartoons.
Oh, yeah.
And if you watch, for example, Tune In With Me in the morning, with all those really old cartoons
sure.
they play,
yeah.
They'll have all kinds of classical music and John Philip Sousa music and everything else. But that's where we became familiar with that kind of music.
Interesting.
And, okay, just about the end here. On the 11th, we're just simply calling this concert a concert kaleidoscope.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be a little bit of everything. We've got a really cool march by Mr. King called The Melody Shop. We've got a really strange number called The Octopus and the Mermaid. And we're going to play the tune from Gary Owen. We're going to play a Sousa waltz instead of a march.
I didn't know he ever did a waltz.
He did waltzes, overtures.
Oh.
He did a little bit of everything.
I guess so.
The more I've studied the man through the years, he's
wow.
quite versatile.
Yeah.
We're going to play his waltz called La Reine de la Mer,
mm-hmm.
The Queen of the Sea. And we've got a really cool South of the Border trio featuring the trombone section called Trombrero.
Oh, okay.
And we'll play Trombrero that night.
And real quick, we're running out of time
here,
so let's kind of go through what else for the rest of the season.
Okay. And on August the 20th, to serve and protect, we're going to honor the police department, firemen.
Great.
Emergency people, all those kind of people.
That's
one of the people. One of the tunes we're going to use that night, Barry, is the Andy Griffith theme.
Of course.
And then the grand finale will be on the 27th, and that one will also be at 7:30.
Okay.
Complete with an intermission. And just all kinds of cool stuff on that evening. Broadway pieces. We like to feature not only the light classics, but we do our marches, and we like to do lots of Broadway music.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Yeah,
you mentioned that you also conduct the Jackson Township Band.
Yes, sir.
Now, when do they perform and where?
Okay, well, Jackson Township Band performs. Our first job this year will be at the Miriam Festival down here. You know where Miriam is?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And we've played there probably the last 45 years. Every year we'll do that. Mm-hmm. And our next concert will be the last Saturday of June, and that'll be the Center Point Fish Fry.
Oh, yeah.
And then in July, we're so busy with all the other musical things going, we just practice throughout July. But then in August, a traditional concert for us will be at the Indiana State Fair. We've done that for probably about 25 years now.
Uh-huh.
And that's always a fun place to play.
Oh, sure.
And we'll also play the Bowling Green Old Settlers Festival.
That's always a big deal, yeah.
And then in September, we'll play in Clinton at one of the churches. They have a big outside festival. We'll play for that.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we always play for our oldest gig is Veterans Day at the courthouse.
Ah, okay.
I mean, ever since November 11th, 1918, without missing a beat, we're at the courthouse.
I think we've had that on the radio
times. You guys were there last year.
Yes, and it was a great performance. Uh-huh. Great performance. Well, you're a busy guy. You really are. I mean, to be retired, you're a very busy man.
Well, I'll tell you what. You live longer.
Yeah.
Your mind stays fresher if you have something to do.
Good for you.
And I look at the members of the band. We have a range of from high school students mm-hmm. in the band. My principal clarinet player, he'll hate me saying this, in the Brazil Concert Band is 85 years old.
That's fantastic.
He's played band for me for the past 50 years, and he's a fantastic clarinet player.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, that's great. Well, Matt, thank you very much for coming over, telling us about the Brazil Concert Band and the Jackson Township Band.
Thank you.
And look forward to the season this year. And again, we want to reiterate, it's free every Sunday evening,
right? Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
And at Forest Park. And again, we wish you the best, and we appreciate you coming over and talking to us today.
Thank you. We appreciate everything that you guys do for the community.
Right. Matt Huber, he's the leader, the conductor of the Brazil Concert Band. Thanks again for being with us.
This has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center. This program is broadcast Saturday morning at 6 a.m. on 104.9 WAXI and at 7 a.m. on WAMB The Breeze, 1130 a.m., 106.9 and 99.5 FM, and on Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 105.5 The Legend and at 7 a.m. on 92.7 The Rock, WFMB. For a replay of this program or any past programs, go to any of our station websites. Thank you for listening to Focus on the Community.